Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Eagle Reserve Company.
Kevin Matt talks with Matt Hardy.
There's nothing like a wrestling fan, you know, for better or for worse. How do you handle that, though? We're talking about people talking about your family, what they don't know about your family or your brother or
this
you.
This is the home of your Rangers, Cowboys, and major college football. We are DFW Sports Station, 105.3, The Fan, KRLDFM and HD1, Dallas, Fort Worth.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. An Odyssey station.
Your turn it on, leave it on. Home of America's team is 105.3 The Fan.
Hello, baby.
KRLDFM and HD1, Dallas-Fort Worth.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. The following program was paid for by Texas Lending. All opinions or statements expressed on this program are solely those of Texas Lending or its guests and do not reflect the opinions of KRLDFM or Odyssey.
Hello, I'm Kevin Miller. Let me tell you about TexasLending.com.
We loan everywhere, man.
No, cut.
We loan everywhere, man.
No.
That's because
whoa,
we can.
Whoa, whoa.
What?
You said you could sing.
That was good.
That's blood curdling. Kevin, you better stick to mortgage lending and let me do the singing.
We loan in Dallas, Fort Worth, Frisco, Flower Mound, Bedford, Burleson, Bartonville, Blue Mound, North Lake, South Lake, West Lake, Louisville, Gainesville, Glen Rose, Bladewater, Colleyville, Poetry, Paradise, Plano, Red Oak, Rowlett, Rockwall, Roanoke, no joke.
We're TexasLending.com. We're a different kind of mortgage company. Call us at 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600, or see us at 4100 Alpha Road, Dallas, 75244.
We loan in Grapevine, Greenville, Granbury, Grandview, Hillsboro, Whitesboro, Winsboro, Valley View, Coffin, Kelder, Carson County, Kennedale, Cedar Hill, Spring Hill, Saginaw, Sunnyvale.
We're TexasLending.com. We loan everywhere.
Call 972-387-4600, license 137-773, Equal Housing Lender.
Good morning and welcome to the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Another Saturday morning of beautiful, glorious mortgage talk here on 105.3 The Fan. I'm Kevin Miller, owner, CEO of TexasLending.com. And all of our guest hosts are on vacation this week, so they're not around. So it's going to be me and you today talking about your home loan, trying to get that FHA loan, that conventional loan, that VA loan, maybe a cash-out refinance if you're trying to buy a home this year. A lot of questions you may have. We want to get to those questions and answer them for you today. Make sure you text us early, 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600. A lot of things going on in the mortgage world. It's been a crazy year. I would say for most mortgage companies, it's probably been 50% worse than the worst year that any mortgage companies have had. Even worse than the 2008 times, there were companies that went out of business then because loan products disappeared. This is different. This is not a loan products disappearing thing. This is our interest rates doubling, and in the matter of a short period of time, and so all of a sudden you couldn't afford the mortgages that you thought you could. So it's put a big change in the mortgage industry, and it's affecting you. We want to answer these questions for you so you can get on your way of buying a home this year. That's what you're trying to do. Maybe you're trying to reduce your credit bills, and you have a lot of credit cards, and credit card rates are going up, and you're thinking, you know, I have equity in my house. Maybe I can lower those rates from 25% down to a rate between 6 and 7.5% on some kind of cash-out refinance. TexasLending.com wants to see if we can help you with that. Make sure you text us your questions about getting cash out of your home, maybe getting that home purchase done. We want to help you today. So make sure you give us that call or that text at 972-387-4600. A lot going on. You had your VA, your FHA changes coming on this week. If you hadn't heard, good news if you're in a market for a FHA loan, HUD announced that they're going to be reducing the mortgage insurance premiums that people pay on a yearly basis for FHA loans. How much is the reduction? What's it going to mean to you? They announced that they're going to reduce the yearly charge on the mortgage insurance premiums by 0.3%. That's like your mortgage rate going down 0.3%. It's like a rate going from 7 to 6.7. So you're paying that 0.3%, but that's going towards mortgage insurance. They're going to reduce that amount for you. That's for loans going forward that are funded after a certain date and time in March. So make sure if you're trying to get that FHA loan, you let your loan officer know about it so they can make sure that they have that in place for you. If you're trying to get that home purchase done, this is going to have a lot of impact. This is going to have a lot of impact on a lot of people out there, because right now people are thinking, oh, I'm going to get my conventional loan. What you don't know is that conventional loans interest rates are about 0.5% higher or more than FHA loans. And so if your FHA loan interest rate is 0.5% lower and the mortgage insurance premium is similar to that of a conventional loan, many more people are going to go into FHA mortgages. That's going to mean new opportunities for builders. It's going to mean new opportunities for realtors. It's going to mean new opportunities for you, the home buyer. Make sure you stay tuned and make sure you get your questions in about maybe your qualifications for one of these loans. Again, text me here at 972-387-4600. I'll answer your questions here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. So, FHA, reduction in mortgage insurance premiums, great news for home buyers, great news for you. Other news that came out last week, Fannie Mae is reducing some of the charges for people with lower credit scores so that they can get into homes. If that's a good thing or a bad thing, I'm not sure yet. It's the idea of making homes affordable for more people that might be lower on the spectrum in terms of credit. And we tried doing these kind of things back in the day, getting more people into homes with lower credit. It didn't work out so well, but we have to remember a lot of those were homes and loans for people who didn't have any income verification. This is a different story these days. We're fully documenting income in the mortgage world. It's required by law to fully document income. So if you have the income and your credit is back to respectable levels, there are new opportunities for home buying. If you want to find out what you can afford on your home this year, text me at 972-387-4600. Text me your yearly income. Text me, along with that, your credit score and your expected down payment. I'll give you an idea about how much home you might be able to afford. So Fannie Mae came out with changes last week. I just announced that you are going to be having lower mortgage insurance premiums on your FHA loans. There are other changes that are coming, and you need to know about these as well. So make sure you pay attention, because VA is also coming out with some changes that you're going to want to know about. So keep on paying attention. I'll share with you this information, but get it started with your questions, and we'll answer them here on the show. So if you're in that market that right now trying to get that home purchase done, well, you know, it's interesting. We've had some interesting weather. For example, this weekend right now, not a pleasant weekend. Not a great time to be going out running around with the temperatures we have right now. But we had that ice storm just a few weeks ago that knocked out some home purchases here in Texas. And the good news is we have some warm weather on the way. So if you're into that time of the season, start looking for houses. It's time to start now. You know, a lot of people got used to these 3% rates. 3 to 4%, we were sitting in that world for about 6 or 7 or 8 years. And then we dipped down into the 2 to 3% range during COVID. Well, now we're back into historically normal levels. We are interest rates now being somewhere between 6 and 7% for a great majority of people trying to get home loans done. So that's historically kind of average. So, you know, if you're out there trying to buy a home, the more people get used to these interest rates being between 6 and 7%, you might be thinking, you know, it might be time for me to get into that home. Make sure you get pre-approved when you're trying to get that home purchase done. Some of you don't know the steps to take. What's the best way to go about it? Some of you start looking at homes on the internet. You get your, you start wetting your whistle a little bit so that you can get ready to go out there shopping. But you need to get fully pre-approved, especially these days. Find out what you can afford. Many things are changing in the mortgage world. For example, mortgage companies use software to get you pre-approved. The software companies are increasing the charges to mortgage companies by up to 50% for using the software because mortgages have dropped 50%. And most of the software companies get paid on the number of loans that are being funded. So when the funding's dropped 50%, these companies start increasing their fees to the mortgage companies. Credit report companies have doubled, and in some cases tripled, their charges to mortgage companies to pull your credit. Again, a lot less credit being pulled because there's a lot less people getting mortgages. So the credit report companies are doubling and tripling their fees. The software companies are doubling their fees. And so you have these situations now where mortgage companies are going to start charging even higher interest rates to be able to cover the costs of these third parties that support the mortgage industry. And it's not just that. There are other things happening as well. They're causing mortgage companies this pain that's being passed along to the consumer. So all these changes that are going on, you know, there's a lot of things that were done in COVID that upset a lot of different industries. The mortgage industry had a big boom of refinancing, and there was about 10 years of mortgages done in 2 years. And now you're in a situation where those 10 years of mortgages are gone, and now mortgage companies are sitting there and there's not as much business. Home purchase activity was announced this week that applications the week before, that was last week, when we were in Valentine's Day week, mortgage applications dropped 20% last week for refinances and purchases. Let's call it 18% to be accurate. Mortgage applications in 1 week dropped 18% last week. Mortgage rates have increased about 0.75% in the last month. So we're coming into this year, a lot of people were thinking inflation might be going down a little bit. It hasn't occurred. Inflation hasn't reduced. And not only that, mortgage companies are getting extra charges passed along to them. Interest rates continue to rise, so you trying to buy a home, it might cost you a little bit more than it did a month ago. So all these things are impacting the industry. They're all going to impact you. Find out what you can get done on your home loan by calling TexasLending.com today, 972-387-4600. Get your text in now, same line, 972-387-4600. All right. I have a question. Here it is. It's what does it mean for the buyer, that 30 basis points? What does that mean? So 30 basis points is, like I said earlier, these are texts coming in, by the way. 30 basis points is like 0.3%. Mortgage companies talk like that. We use these acronyms like basis points or BPS or FHA or VA and all these acronyms that you at home, we know what VA is and we know what FHA is, but there's a lot of other things like MIP and DTI and all these things that mortgage companies spew out. We try to use layman's terms here on the show. Make sure you get your questions in so we can get to your answers. Next question. My wife and I are first-time buyers. They make $120,000, willing to put down $20,000 to $50,000 with a 755 credit score. Let's try this again. $120,000 a year, that's $10,000 a month. For you thinking about buying a home out there, a good rule of thumb is take 33% of your monthly income. That's what you can afford typically for a house and be qualified for. So 33% of $10,000, $3,300. That's what they can qualify for typically, depending on their other debts. So you have $3,300 to afford for a mortgage. And if you're thinking about $3,300 in a mortgage, you're probably thinking about $370,000 mortgage, somewhere in that ballpark with where rates currently are. I'm giving you a ballpark. But they say they're going to put $20,000 to $25,000 down. So you're probably talking somewhere around $400,000 house. when you're out there shopping. But you know what? You need to get pre-approved first. Find out what those charges are going to be. There's going to be taxes, property taxes. There's going to be homeowner's insurance. There might be mortgage insurance. We need to put all these things into your payment. Find out what you qualify for with your income. Your credit looks great. It says 755 here. You're going to be able to qualify for somewhere around a $400,000 house, dependent upon the full documentation of your income, dependent upon you having other debts that don't exceed the debt-to-income ratios that are required in the mortgage industry. Make sure you contact TexasLending.com, 972-387-4600. You should be able to get yourself into a nice home this year. Make sure you start at 972-387-4600. In the meantime, we're going to take a break right now. Get your questions in. When we come back from the break, I'll answer them for you. If you have some debt, maybe you have some credit cards, you want to find out what kind of rate, what kind of qualifications, about how much money you might be able to save on a cash-out refinance, get your questions in now, 972-387-4600. We're going to come back after this break, answer more of your questions on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan.
Hello, Madam Dupree. I'm here for my fortune telling.
Come, gaze into my crystal ball. I see financial stability.
Nice.
If you switch to T-Mobile, because you can get their price lock guarantee, so they won't raise your rate for talk, text, or data ever.
Wow, ever? Verizon and AT&T don't have that.
And I see a free Samsung Galaxy S23 Plus, and no trade-in required.
No trade-in? Hey, wait a sec. Do you also work at T-Mobile?
Well...
get the new Samsung Galaxy S23 Plus at T-Mobile, free on our max plan when you switch. No trade-in required. Plus, you get our price lock guarantee, so we won't raise your rate for talk, text, or data ever.
With eligible port-in, $800 via 24 monthly bill credits and $200 virtual prepaid card rebate, plus tax for well-qualified buyers. Contact us before canceling service to continue remaining bill credits or credits. Stop and balance on required finance agreements due. Register prepaid card code within 30 days, allow 8 weeks. Price lock exclusions like taxes, fees, select promos, and third-party services apply. Details at T-Mobile.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin Miller of TexasLending.com. Some people need options to access equity. Maybe you have equity in your home, but your credit is hurt. Well, if your credit's hurt, you're not going to get a home equity line of credit. But at TexasLending.com, you can get a home equity refinance. Call TexasLending.com today. Get your debt payments reduced with TexasLending.com today.
4100 Alpha Road, Suite 300, Dallas, Texas, 75244. NMLS number 137773. Equal housing lender.
At last, after an offseason that revamped the rotation and raised anticipation, your chance to get Rangers single game tickets is here. You can now grab your tickets for all the 2023 home games except opening day. Every American League team and 8 National League teams are coming to the ballpark this season. The Rangers will be ready. You can be too. Make your plans at Rangers.com.
Lenny went to college and racked up huge debt.
A little bit over $100,000.
For a degree he couldn't use? Now what?
I had a friend that went to my computer career and they talked to me about it.
He was done in just months.
I did do it online.
They even helped him get hired immediately after graduation.
One of the things I love about IT is that you can work from anywhere you want.
You could become an IT pro in just months with zero experience at My Computer Career.
It worked for me and I know it can work for you.
It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
When you think mortgage, think TexasLending.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin Miller of TexasLending.com. Many of you have debts mounting and you don't know what to do, but you know you need to do it fast. At TexasLending.com, we have home equity experts that can close your loan in as fast as 2 weeks. Call TexasLending.com for a cash out refinance as fast as you can get it. It's TexasLending.com.
4100 Alpha Road, Suite 300, Dallas, Texas, 75244. NMLS number 137773. Equal housing lender.
Back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, I'm Kevin Miller, the owner and CEO of TexasLending.com. I want to answer your questions for you today. Get you going on your merry way into your weekend with...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
With good mortgage advice, hopefully giving you some kind of direction. You're trying to get into that home loan, whether it's a cash out refinance, a home purchase loan. Maybe it's just a regular refinance. You know, there are some people, some of you, you were sticking in forbearance. You had this COVID thing and you're in forbearance. Government's extended some of that forbearance for some of you. The problem with being in forbearance is you can't refinance when you're in forbearance. So when people do get out of forbearance, you do have that option to refinance eventually. So we're still seeing some people refinance, but not many. Most of it's cash out, home equity loans, those kind of things. Make sure you get in touch with TexasLending.com, though, with your text questions at 972-387-4600. Want to answer your questions for you? We have them coming in. Let's get to them right now. Here's one right here. Let's see. We're in love with a house. I guess you can do that these days. But it's listed $100,000 more than the comps in the neighborhood. Owner made upgrades, but upgrades added no value. How would you advise? So we're in love with the house, but it's listed more than the comps in the neighborhood. Okay, so yeah, you know, that's the other thing. You see, there are those situations where a year ago people were overpaying by $100,000 on houses. Homes were listed for $400,000. People were offering $500,000. Now we're in the situation where rates are higher. A lot of home values have stabilized. You're not seeing people offering $100,000 over list price. But it sounds like in this situation, you have someone here, right? You have someone here who's looking at this situation where their seller is offering or trying to list the home for $100,000 more than what the neighborhood looks like. So the rest of the neighborhoods are coming in, let's call it $400,000, and this person makes upgrades in their house, and they want to offer it for an extra $100,000. Just know that there's opportunities for you, and that when it gets time to get that appraisal done, if the appraisal comes in for $100,000 less than what they're offering the home for, the seller is not going to be able to sell their home for that unless you're willing to overpay it. Make sure you get in touch with TexasLending.com. One of our loan officers will get you pre-approved. When it comes time for you, you can get your loan. You can get that loan qualified for, and you get that appraisal done, and we'll help guide you through that. Your realtors will help you through this as well. But make sure you text TexasLending.com. Here's another text. Shout out to William Cobb at Texas Lending. He's been busting his butt for us and getting us the best rate and monthly payment. So William's one of our great loan officers. He's been here on the show before. Make sure you get in touch with TexasLending.com. We'll be able to help you when it comes time to getting that home loan done. Again, I'm Kevin Miller, owner, CEO of TexasLending.com. We do not have any guest host today, so get your questions in here so I can share some answers with you at 972-387-4600. What are these changes that came out in FHA recently going to do to the housing market? Big questions. You know, for example, these rates keep going up. The Fed funds rate, the overnight rate. Oh, the Fed raised the rate 0.25%. You at home don't know how that affects your mortgage. It's affecting these HELOCs, these home equity lines of credit. See, home equity lines of credit right now are up around 9 to 10%. If the Fed keeps raising the overnight rate, let's say they get to 5, 5.5%, you're going to start seeing 11 and 12% lines of credit on homes, and it might not make sense. It might make more sense to get a 6.5% or a 7% cash out refinance than to take 11% on a HELOC. It really depends on how much you currently owe in your home and how much money you're trying to get out. If you don't really owe anything on your house and you're trying to get cash, probably better to get a cash out refinance. It's a fixed rate. you're going to be at a lower rate than you are on a HELOC. If you're trying to get that loan where you owe $300 on your house, you're at 2.5% because you refinanced during COVID. You like that 2.5% rate. And now you want to get $100,000 out of your house. It might make sense to keep that 2.5 on your first lien and get a home equity line of credit second lien. That rate, yeah, it's up around 9 and 10% right now, but it's going to be better than refinancing your $300,000 to $400,000 loan all into a 7% cash out refinance. So there are options right now. But in other states, they do FHA cash outs. They can't do them in Texas. The Texas law does not allow an FHA cash out. Every other state, they can do it. And the FHA just announced they're reducing their mortgage insurance premiums. And while a conventional cash out rate might be around 7%, these other states are getting cash outs around 6% on these FHA loans. So it's offering opportunities in other states that people in Texas won't be able to take advantage of in those situations. But it is going to offer those opportunities. And that's what we need. Humans, families need opportunities to get capital, to reduce their rates on their credit cards, to restructure their debt. The debt's already there. You're just moving the debt from 25% rates to much lower rates. And most people, when they're getting cash out these days, we're seeing them, after they get their cash out, still having 40% equity or more in their house. The majority of people getting cash out, let's say their home's worth $500,000, they might get a $300,000 cash out and leave 40% equity still on their house. Restructure their debts, put some cash away for a rainy day. These are the kind of things that we're seeing out there. As long as there's still equity in homes, we want people to keep equity in their home. We want them to restructure their debt. We want them to be able to improve their monthly cash flow so they can then pay off their debts at lower rates than rather than continue to pay high interest rates and just pay interest, you're paying down principal faster. These are the kind of things I want to help you with. Make sure you text me here. I'll answer your questions on the show. Okay, and here's one. I have plenty of equity in my home, interested in cash out to pay down the debt, but the credit score is low because of the debt. What are my options? Depending on how low your credit score is, there are options for you down to a 620 credit score and getting cash out on a conventional loan. The interest rates are higher when you have those lower interest rates or those lower credit scores. If you don't qualify for a conventional loan, I already mentioned we can't do an FHA cash out in Texas, but there are loans called non-qualified mortgages. A non-qualified mortgage is a mortgage that cannot be insured or approved by or sold to Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, or Ginnie Mae. If the loan, in the grand scheme of things, is not able to be sold to, eventually, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, or Ginnie Mae, it's going to fall into a non-qualified mortgage. And so there are loans like that where you're going to have lower credit scores where you can get cash out. And depending on how much you're borrowing, you might have a score of 580 or 600 or something like this and still qualify to get cash out of your home. If you're trying to do something like that, we have non-qualified mortgages. They're called non-QM, non-qualified mortgages. We can help you here at TexasLending.com. Make sure you call us 972-387-4600 and we'll help you with that kind of loan. So a lot of good things going on right now for people trying to get into these homes with these reductions and credit score requirements or charges to people with lower credit scores. The FHA's improved some opportunities for you. The VA's have announced some changes. I'm going to get you full feedback on those things as well. So make sure you get your text to me and I'll answer your questions for you here. The nice thing is it's stress-free. Get your question in. You don't have to talk to a loan officer right now. You can get yourself up going in your day and just get some good, solid direction. That's what I'm trying to do for you today. Get you some good direction. And then when it comes time to get a mortgage, you call a loan officer. They get you the numbers. You get the APR. You get all the qualifications. But in the meantime, let's get you some good, solid direction at 972-387-4600. Here's the next one. I am looking to get into my first house. Credit score is 640. But working towards a 720 score by December. So we have someone with a plan. That's nice. Going from 640 score to 720. keep on getting that as high as you can. Fannie Mae came out with changes last week. Since I've been in the business, 740 core credit score was the creme de la creme. If you can get a 740 score or higher, you're getting the best interest rates. And they came out last week and they increased that to the 780 score is now the credit score required to get the best interest rate on a mortgage. So they made that change last week. They're adding charges to people that have lower than 780 credit scores. They're passing those charges that you're being charged are being used to funnel money to people with lower credit scores so that they can get into mortgages. That is the way it was announced. They said they want to offer more opportunity. We're going to charge people with good credit more so that we can lower the charges to people with bad credit. That's the way it was announced to the industry. I'm just passing that information along. So now if you have a 760 score, you might have a little bit of a charge. You might not see it. Your interest rate might be a little bit higher. When you get your quote from your mortgage loan officer, that's just going to be your quote. Just know that there's additional charges that came along that made the interest rates go up a little bit for some people with good credit recently. So this person's trying to get that credit score to 720. Is it better to get into a home now with what I have or wait to get to 720? I make $120K a year. So this is the question. Do I get into a home with a 640 score or do I wait to December? I'm going to tell you this. I just announced at the beginning of the show that the FHA is reducing the mortgage insurance premiums on mortgages. It's going to be such that a lot more people are going to take FHA loans. Your realtors are going to start suggesting FHA loans. And with a 640 score, you're going to get a similar interest rate with a 640 score on FHA as you would if you had a 720 score on conventional. I'm going to say that again. If you have a 640 credit score, you're going to get a similar interest rate, quote, with a 640 score now than you will on a 720 conventional interest rate. So maybe you wait to December. Now I want to go into a home and get a conventional loan. You could have got your mortgage now. Why? FHA rates are about 0.5% lower than conventional rates for the most part, depending on your scores and other things. But above a 640 score, most people are going to qualify for a better rate on FHA. The reason people weren't taking FHA, because the mortgage insurance for FHA was so much higher than conventional that it made an FHA loan less desirable because of the mortgage insurance premium. But because the FHA, going forward, starting on loans funding after the middle of March, their mortgage insurance premiums are being reduced. And so it's going to make FHA loans much more attractive to you when you're trying to get into a home, especially you with a 640 credit score. Because you now can get into a mortgage right now with a 640 score at lower mortgage insurance premiums, and your payment would be about the same as if you waited to get a 720 score on conventional. This is not apples to apples. I'm telling you, they're about the same right now. Now, if you get below 640, some mortgage companies are going to pass along charges to you of higher interest rates on FHA. When you get below 640, a lot of mortgage companies will start passing along charges for higher interest rates on FHA. If you're at 640 or higher, most mortgage companies are competing in that arena for FHA. And so most mortgage companies are not going to pass along additional charges to you with a 640. A 700 score on FHA is going to have a similar rate as a 680 score, as a 660 score on FHA. If you get a conventional loan, every 20 points that your credit score drops is going to cost you additional interest rate. So if you go from 780 to 740 to 700 to 660 to 640, you might see your interest rate 0.5% to 1% higher in some instances for very low credit score conventional loans. This person who had just texted us, hopefully you get in touch with us at 972-387-4600. Make sure you contact us today. We want to help you get pre-qualified for when it comes time for you to get that home purchase done. All right. I think we have to take a break. And in the meantime, text us at 972-387-4600. 387-4600. Now, I do say us, because there are several people in my head talking right now. As part of being a mortgage loan officer, you have to kind of have multiple personalities. But you can get in touch with me at 972-387-4600, and I will answer your questions after this break on 105.3 The Fan.
Every day, we rise. We rise to greet the moments that'll define us. We rise and open our hearts to new possibilities that inspire us. And we rise so that together, we shine. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Texas understands what it means to be a partner from the beginning, rising together so that every day we can shine a light on the helpers, the healers, the ones building a lasting future of wellness for all of us. Together, we're on this journey elevating the way we manage and improve our health, raising expectations, making healthcare simpler, kinder, and more accessible than ever, wherever. Together, we'll lift the hopes of small business, new families, and big retirement plans. Together, we'll raise preventive care awareness, empowering Blue Cross members and their communities with the newest technologies, fulfilling our oldest promise, to be forever by your side, rising together toward a healthier tomorrow, through it all.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Texas, a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a Mutual Legal Reserve Company.
How can you experience the ultimate in luxury while also getting the best possible value at the same place? Seems contradictory, right? Well, it happens every day at Diamonds Direct as we bring together the best of all worlds for our customers. We take pride in our showroom atmosphere being both lavish and relaxing. It's our selection, which is truly breathtaking and yet attainable. It's our diamond experts who are technical in their knowledge, but at the same time, warm, engaging, and caring. This is what makes Diamonds Direct a unique and captivating place where we constantly challenge the norms and redefine shopping expectations. Regardless of whether you want a simple gold band or the most intricate custom design ring, we love making it happen. And whether you're in a t-shirt and shorts or a three-piece suit, you'll be treated like family and we'll go out of our way to make you comfortable and happy. Come and experience a different kind of jeweler where we're as practical as we are romantic. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion. Directions and store hours online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Stay cool all summer and warm all winter with a new Lennox AC system from Baker Brothers Plumbing, Air, and Electric. If your HVAC system is over 10 years old and you've repaired it several times already, it's time to replace. Baker Brothers is known for great service, but we have great deals too. Get up to $5,000 off a qualifying new Lennox AC system with a free smart home thermostat. While supplies last, call or visit us online today.
Baker Brothers makes great service fun. When you think mortgage, think TexasLending.com.
This inflation is starting to crack people's credit. And if you're one of those people, call TexasLending.com. Get ahead of the curve. Get a cash out refinance now. Get your debt payments lowered. Get back on track. Get your credit scores improved with a cash out refinance with TexasLending.com.
4100 Alpha Road, Suite 300, Dallas, Texas, 75244. And MLS number 137773, Equal Housing Lender.
It's been a long time coming, but the new XFL has arrived, and it is here to stay. We're pushing the action, the boundaries, and the limits of what's possible. We're making dreams come true, both on and off the field. This is for every player, every fan, every city, and it's a chance for everyone to be part of something bigger. The wait is over. Come experience the XFL. Your Arlington Renegades return to Choctaw Stadium against the Orlando Guardians, Sunday, March 5th at 3 p.m. Tickets on sale now. Visit xfl.com/tickets. That's xfl.com/tickets. Come out and cheer on your Renegades. Come experience the XFL.
We're back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. I'm Kevin Miller. I'm the owner and CEO of TexasLending.com. I want to help you with your mortgage, get you good advice heading into your weekend, heading into your home buying season, heading into your cash out refinance season. It's always cash out refinance season if you can lower your debt payments. Make sure you get in touch with TexasLending.com today, 972-387-4600. Get your questions in at that same number, 972-387-4600. Okay, folks, good questions coming in. Here's a good one for you. We were talking earlier, someone was talking about putting $25,000 down on a house. And a next question came in and said, well, that $25,000 down you used as an example, what would that look like doing a VA zero down? Well, on a VA zero down, VA doesn't require down payments for all of you out there. So veterans can qualify for 100% financing when they're trying to buy a home. I announced earlier that the VA is coming out with some changes. I announced earlier that FHA came out with changes. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac came out with changes recently. These changes are going to have impacts on the home buying. It's going to help more people in some buckets to get into homes. But on the VA, they've also made some changes. Now, this person wants to know what it's going to take to get into a VA loan at zero down. FHA charges mortgage insurance premiums. They insure the lender in case you default. For example, you would have to put 20% down on a mortgage, but because of mortgage insurance, you can put less down. For example, you can put 3% down for if you're a first-time home buyer on a conventional loan, 3% down. If you want to get an FHA loan, it's 3.5% down. You have these options, right? Now, it's 3.5% out of pocket for FHA because there's mortgage insurance on these loans. If you default on one of those mortgages, the mortgage insurance reimburses the lender for their losses. You should have never got into that home with 3% down because a mortgage insurance company is going to insure the lender, then you're in better shape. So you can get into those loans. VA doesn't charge what they call a mortgage insurance premium. You have 100% financing. There's no mortgage insurance premium that you're paying. The VA charges what they call a funding fee. When you finance a VA loan, they charge a funding fee. The funding fee is what is used for, I guess, covering some of the insurance on these. And so when you get into a VA loan, if you're getting into a VA loan the first time, it's not required to pay that funding fee out of pocket at closing. It gets financed. So when you're getting 100% financing on VA, the first time funding fee is 2.15 for VA loans that are going to close after April 7th this year. 2.15 after April 7th. So right now it's a little bit more than that. But that 2.15% is financed, so you're actually financing 102.15% of the sales price. And so that's how a VA is going to go if you're going to get 100% financing. The other thing is, not many veterans know this, but if you actually put a little bit of down payment, then that funding fee is a little bit less. For example, if you finance, if you put 5% down on a VA loan, after April 7th, you're only going to pay 1.5% on the funding fee instead of 2.15. So you're going to put a little money out of pocket to save some principal in the long term. And so these are some of the options on VA. If you do use a VA loan the second, so the first time you get a VA loan, the VA charges 2.15 for funding fee. If you get a second VA loan, a subsequent VA loan of any type, you're going to pay 3.3%. So you're actually going to be financing 103.3% on a VA loan. It is real nice not to have the monthly mortgage insurance premiums. So get in touch with TexasLending.com. We want to answer your questions for you. Go online and apply at TexasLending.com. We'll get you going and get you pre-qualified. Start today, and we can get you on your merry way. Okay, get your questions in right now, 972-387-4600. I want to help you get your questions answered. And so we talked a little bit earlier about credit. You know, retail credit cards were hearing up around 30% right now. The overnight fee that banks lend each other is up near 5% right now. It was down at zero a year ago, near zero. Now the overnight fee is at 5.75% actually. If the Fed raises rates again, the overnight fee will be in the low to mid fives. And so we'll have to take a look and see how that all goes forward. How's it impacting business? Man, Different industries are getting hit in different ways. Hopefully your industry is not getting killed the way that a lot of other industries are. Hopefully at some point we see some moderation of interest rates in terms of them not going up any further and moderating and kind of staying in a particular place. Can't guarantee that. Hopefully it happens. But for now, you have these opportunities, and they're starting to become dislocations in the mortgage industry. About a year ago, you can get a home equity line of credit for about the same interest rate as you could on a cash-out refinance. It's not that way anymore. The home equity lines of credit are going up so high in terms of their interest rates that the cash-out refinance, for some of you, for many of you, is still the better deal, especially for those of you borrowing less than 60% of the value of your house. You get the best deals on your cash-out refinance rates. Make sure you text me your questions, 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600. Okay, lot of questions coming in. We bought in 2019 for $355,000. So we have a person who, yeah, this is their question. They bought a home in 2019, $355K on FHA, and they put down payment even. They put a down payment at that time. They had to use a loan remod during COVID with forbearance. So they had to, a forbearance on that with a lower interest rate. Okay. That lowered the interest rate to 2.75. My question is about MIP and PMI. Am I still paying, or they're still paying a lot of money? The current value is 575. Is it better to keep the MIP at the lower interest rates? So if this person's at a 2.75 rate, they're thinking, hey, can I refinance and get that mortgage insurance premium lowered? Well, the mortgage insurance premiums and FHA have been lowered for loans going forward after the middle of March. However, if you try to refinance this to get rid of the mortgage insurance premium, that 2.75 rate is going to go up to near 6%. So you're going to be around there, give or take. And so you're better off right now keeping your 2.75 rate with your inflated mortgage insurance premium. People sitting on a current FHA loan are not going to be able to get their mortgage insurance premium lowered unless they refinance. But if you're sitting at one of those nice low rates, it's not going to make any sense to refinance. So make sure you pay attention. Hopefully at some point there's a moderation of rates. But for all of you who are in an FHA loan, yeah, you're not going to be able to get out of that mortgage insurance you're currently in. It's mainly for the new home buyers that are out there searching. Or maybe some of you bought a home last year at 7.5%. And you might be able to refinance that down to near 6% on an FHA loan with lower mortgage insurance. These are options. These are the dislocations that are starting to occur, these lower FHA rates versus conventional rates. The people that were in at 7.5, any lowering of interest rates is going to offer some refinance opportunities for some of you in FHA and some of the higher interest rate conventional loans. Talk to a guy. My son's going to be 16 this year. He's going to get it. You know, he's going to get his license in a couple of months. We went out and got his car. Talking to the guy at the car dealership, he said, I got a 7.25 rate on my mortgage. I said, man, if those rates get down around 6, you might be able to refinance that on FHA. This person had a $500,000 mortgage. Unfortunately, FHA doesn't go that high right now. But if your loan is within the FHA loan limits and you do have a rate over 7%, some of you, it's going to start making sense to do some FHA refis. So anyway, yeah, it depends on how rates are doing and how they're moving, but you can start with TexasLending.com at 972-387-4600. I do have to take a break. When we come back, I want to answer more of your questions here. So get them in now or call a loan officer at 972-387-4600. Get started on that today. We're going to come back and answer more of your questions in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan.
This is Colby, owner of Colbert Garage Door. Amatolo, call us today for our $50 garage door tune-up special. 469-909-0956 or visit ColbertGarageDoor.com.
Imagine if in last week's game the pitcher hit the strike zone 30% more. Or the pinch hitter made 30% more contact with the ball. Might have changed the outcome, huh?
Now imagine you just saved up to 30% on your car insurance for driving safe with the USAA SafePilot app. That's definitely a game changer. Visit USAA.com/SafePilot to start saving. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. United Services Automobile Association SafePilot is optional. Active USAA auto policy required for discount. Only in select states. Smartphone and download of SafePilot app required. Earned driving discount offered at renewal and based on all rated drivers on policy. Discount may vary by state or life of policy. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Hot rods, muscle cars, trick trucks, and more. America's favorite car show is back for its 40th anniversary season of cool cars, cool people, and good times. Cruise on out for the Good Guys 13th LMC Truck Spring Lone Star Nationals presented by Trevick. March 10th through the 12th at Texas Motor Speedway. Check out over 2,500 classic cars and trucks on display. Good Guys CPP Autocross Racing Action, the LMC Ultimate Truck Showcase, and so much more. It's all going down March 10th through the 12th at Texas Motor Speedway. We're the Good Guys, where real car people come to play. Get details at good-guys.com.
Hello, Madame Dupree. I'm here for my fortune telling.
Come, gaze into my crystal ball. I see financial stability.
Nice.
If you switch to T-Mobile, because you can get their price lock guarantee, so they won't raise your rate for talk, text, or data ever.
Wow, ever? Verizon and AT&T don't have that.
And I see a free Samsung Galaxy S23 Plus, and no trade-in required.
No trade-in? Hey, wait a sec. Do you also work at T-Mobile?
Well...
get the new Samsung Galaxy S23 Plus at T-Mobile, free on our Max plan when you switch. No trade-in required. Plus, you get our price lock guarantee, so we won't raise your rate for talk, text, or data ever.
With eligible port-in, $800 via 24 monthly bill credits and $200 virtual prepaid card rebate, plus tax for well-qualified buyers. Contact us before canceling service to continue remaining bill credits or credits. Stop and balance on required finance agreements due. Register prepaid card code within 30 days. Allow 8 weeks. Price lock exclusions like taxes, fees, select promos, and third-party services apply. Details at T-Mobile.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin Miller of TexasLending.com. Some people need options to access equity. Maybe you have equity in your home, but your credit is hurt. Well, if your credit's hurt, you're not going to get a home equity line of credit. But at TexasLending.com, you can get a home equity refinance. Call TexasLending.com today. Get your debt payments reduced with TexasLending.com today.
4100 Alpha Road, Suite 300, Dallas, Texas, 75244. NMLS number 137773. Equal housing lender.
Why is soda state-of-the-art weight loss number one in DFW and across the USA for customer satisfaction? They keep it simple. From day one, it's been about nutrition. And at Soda, it will always be about nutrition. My folks at Soda can tell you exactly how you should be eating for your body. That's how I let go of 80 pounds 6 years ago, and that weight has not come back. When you join the Soda family, everything is straightforward. Up front, the program so easy to follow, you see results immediately, and you do not pay a penny more for Soda's free maintenance program, ever. That's for life. I know, losing weight on your own is hard. Make it easy with Soda. Stop stressing. Seriously, look at me. That can be you. Hit them up at SOTAweightLoss.com. SOTAweightLoss.com. So proud to be an official partner of your Dallas Cowboys. SOTAweightLoss.com. Soda and the Cowboys. State of the art.
All right. Back in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show, you're listening to Kevin Miller. That's me. Owner, CEO of TexasLending.com, answering your questions. Get your questions in now. 972-387-4600. All right, let's get to these questions. When selling a house, do you have to pay taxes on profit made from sale? Know this. In the old days, there wasn't a really taxes paid on profit from sale. Now, if you have investment properties and you make profit upon the sale, there may be some taxes on the investment properties. But there are things called a 1031 exchange where if you do make profit on an investment property, but you reinvest that profit into another property, you may be able to avoid some taxes. Talk to your CPA about this. Talk to your tax advisor about that opportunity. If you have a primary residence, you're sitting in your house, you make some money when you sell it, do you owe taxes? It used to be where you didn't. You didn't owe taxes on that profit. However, when Obamacare came out. In the Obamacare law, they put in taxes for certain people on their primary residence when they sell it. Who will pay taxes on their primary residence when they sell it? It's income dependent. How much money do you make? Okay, so depending on how much your income is, that may impact whether you're going to pay taxes on the sale of your property. Also, the size of the loan amount. So if your loan is over $750,000, that's the last time. I haven't looked into this in years, but you have to talk to your CPA about it. We're good at getting you financing on your mortgage. When it comes to your taxes and what you're going to owe when you sell it, make sure you talk to a CPA that can guide you and let you know if you're going to be paying any taxes on your profit when you sell it. So hopefully that gives you a little bit of an idea. Make sure you call your CPA today. Okay, next question. Next question. Boy, these are some old ones and some new ones. Today, here's one. What are the FHA loan limits in Texas? Well, that's interesting. Because I announced earlier, because they change every year. So every county in the country, there's a list on the internet. The internet's a thing you can go to. It's run by Google. No, but if you can, you can go to the internet and you can find out what your county FHA loan limits are. They've changed. The FHA loan limit looks like it's $531,000 for Dallas County. Not every county is the same. Different counties in Texas are going to have different FHA loan limits. And different counties in different parts of the country are going to be as different as well. So, for example, let's pull up Lamar County up here in the north side. What's the FHA loan limit this year? For a single family, it's $472,000. For Dallas County, it's $513,000. So depending on what county you're in, you're going to have a different FHA loan limit. So make sure you check that out. Find out what county you're in. You can go online. You just type in FHA loan limits. It gives you an opportunity to type in your county. And it'll pull it up for you. And so these are some things that you can look into. Great opportunities for people trying to get into these FHA loans with these FHA loan limits rising and these low reductions in the FHA mortgage insurance. Let's look at this thing. Some of you got jumbo, what used to be a jumbo loan. Now is it can...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Kevin Miller. I'm the owner and CEO of TexasLending.com. I want to help you with your mortgage, get you good advice heading into your weekend, heading into your home buying season, heading into your cash out refinance season. It's always cash out refinance season if you can lower your debt payments. Make sure you get in touch with TexasLending.com today, 972-387-4600. Get your questions in at that same number, 972-387-4600. Okay, folks, good questions coming in. Here's a good one for you. We were talking earlier, someone was talking about putting $25,000 down on a house. And a next question came in and said, well, that $25,000 down you used as an example, what would that look like doing a VA zero down? Well, on a VA zero down, VA doesn't require down payments for all of you out there. So veterans can qualify for 100% financing when they're trying to buy a home. I announced earlier that the VA is coming out with some changes. I announced earlier that FHA came out with changes. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac came out with changes recently. These changes are going to have impacts on the home buying. It's going to help more people in some buckets to get into homes. But on the VA, they've also made some changes. Now, this person wants to know what it's going to take to get into a VA loan at zero down. FHA charges mortgage insurance premiums. They insure the lender in case you default. For example, you would have to put 20% down on a mortgage, but because of mortgage insurance, you can put less down. For example, you can put 3% down for if you're a first-time home buyer on a conventional loan, 3% down. If you want to get an FHA loan, it's 3.5% down. You have these options, right? Now, it's 3.5% out of pocket for FHA. Because there's mortgage insurance on these loans, if you default on one of those mortgages, the mortgage insurance reimburses the lender for their losses. You should have never got into that home with 3% down because a mortgage insurance company is going to insure the lender, then you're in better shape. So you can get into those loans. VA doesn't charge what they call a mortgage insurance premium. You have 100% financing. There's no mortgage insurance premium that you're paying. The VA charges what they call a funding fee. When you finance a VA loan, they charge a funding fee. The funding fee is what is used for, I guess, covering some of the insurance on these. And so when you get into a VA loan, if you're getting into a VA loan the first time, it's not required to pay that funding fee out of pocket at closing. It gets financed. So when you're getting 100% financing on VA, the first time funding fee is 2.15 for VA loans that are going to close after April 7th this year. 2.15 after April 7th. So right now it's a little bit more than that. But that 2.15% is financed, so you're actually financing 102.15% of the sales price. And so that's how a VA is going to go if you're going to get 100% financing. The other thing is, not many veterans know this, but if you actually put a little bit of down payment, then that funding fee is a little bit less. For example, if you finance, if you put 5% down on a VA loan, after April 7th, you're only going to pay 1.5% on the funding fee instead of 2.15. So you're going to put a little money out of pocket to save some principal in the long term. And so these are some of the options on VA. If you do use a VA loan the second, so the first time you get a VA loan, the VA charges 2.15 for funding fee. If you get a second VA loan, a subsequent VA loan of any type, you're going to pay 3.3%. So you're actually going to be financing 103.3% on a VA loan. It is real nice, nice not to have the monthly mortgage insurance premiums. So get in touch with TexasLending.com. We want to answer your questions for you. Go online and apply at TexasLending.com. We'll get you going and get you pre-qualified. Start today, and we can get you on your merry way. Okay, get your questions in. Right now, 972-387-4600. I want to help you get your questions answered. And so we talked a little bit earlier about credit. You know, retail credit cards, we're hearing up around 30% right now. The overnight fee that banks lend each other is up near 5% right now. It was down at zero a year ago, near zero. Now the overnight fee is at 4.75% actually. If the Fed raises rates again, the overnight fee will be in the low to mid fives. And so we'll have to take a look and see how that all goes forward. How's it impacting business? Man, different industries are getting hit in different ways. Hopefully your industry is not getting killed the way that a lot of other industries are. Hopefully at some point we see some moderation of interest rates in terms of them not going up any further and moderating and kind of staying in a particular place. Can't guarantee that. Hopefully it happens. But for now, you have these opportunities, and they're starting to become – Dislocations in the mortgage industry. About a year ago, you can get a home equity line of credit for about the same interest rate as you could on a cash-out refinance. It's not that way anymore. The home equity lines of credit are going up so high in terms of their interest rates that the cash-out refinance, for some of you, for many of you, is still the better deal, especially for those of you borrowing less than 60% of the value of your house. You get the best deals on your cash-out refinance rates. Make sure you text me your questions, 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600. Okay, lot of questions coming in. We bought in 2019 for $355,000. So we have a person who, yeah, this is their question. They bought a home in 2019, $355K on FHA, and they put down payment even. They put a down payment at that time. They had to use the loan remod during COVID with forbearance, so they had to a forbearance on that with a lower interest rate. Okay. That lower the interest rate to 2.75. My question is about MIP and PMI. Am I still paying, or they're still paying a lot of money? The current value is 575. Is it better to keep the MIP at the lower interest rates? So if this person's at a 2.75 rate, they're thinking, hey, can I refinance and get that mortgage insurance premium lowered? Well, the mortgage insurance premiums in FHA have been lowered for loans going forward after the middle of March. However, if you try to refinance this to get rid of the mortgage insurance premium, that 2.75 rate is going to go up to near 6%. So you're going to be around there, give or take. And so you're better off right now keeping your 2.75 rate with your inflated mortgage insurance premium. You have people sitting on a current FHA loan are not going to be able to get their mortgage insurance premium lowered unless they refinance. But if you're sitting at one of those nice low rates, it's not going to make any sense to refinance. So make sure you pay attention. Hopefully at some point there's a moderation of rates. But for all of you who are in an FHA loan, yeah, you're not going to be able to get out of that mortgage insurance you're currently in. It's mainly for the new home buyers that are out there searching. Or maybe some of you bought a home last year at 7.5%. And you might be able to refinance that down to near 6% on an FHA loan with lower mortgage insurance. These are options. These are the dislocations that are starting to occur, these lower FHA rates versus conventional rates. The people that were in at 7.5, any lowering of interest rates is going to offer some refinance opportunities for some of you in FHA and some of the higher interest rate conventional loans. Talk to a guy. My son's going to be 16 this year. He's going to get it. You know, he's going to get his license in a couple of months. We went out and got his car. Talking to the guy at the car dealership, he said, I got a 7.25 rate on my mortgage. I said, man, if those rates get down around 6, you might be able to refinance that on FHA. This person had a $500,000 mortgage. Unfortunately, FHA doesn't go that high right now. But if your loan is within the FHA loan limits and you do have a rate over 7%, some of you, it's going to start making sense to do some FHA refis. So anyway, yeah, it depends on what how rates are doing and how they're moving, but you can start with TexasLending.com at 972-387-4600. I do have to take a break. When we come back, I want to answer more of your questions here. So get them in now or call a loan officer at 972-387-4600. Get started on that today. We're going to come back and answer more of your questions in the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show on 105.3 The Fan.
This is Colby, owner of Colbert Garage Door. Amatolo, call us today for our $50 garage door tune-up special. 469-909-0956 or visit ColbertGarageDoor.com.
Imagine if in last week's game the pitcher hit the strike zone 30% more. Or the pinch hitter made 30% more contact with the ball. Might have changed the outcome, huh? Now imagine you just saved up to 30% on your car insurance for driving safe with the USAA Safe Pilot app. That's definitely a game changer. Visit USAA.com/safepilot to start saving. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. United Services Automobile Association Safe Pilot is optional. Active USAA auto policy required for discount. Only in select states. Smartphone and download of SafePilot app required.
Earn driving discount offered at renewal and based on all rated drivers on policy. Discount may vary by state or life of policy. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Hot rods, muscle cars, trick trucks, and more. America's favorite car show is back for its 40th anniversary season of cool cars, cool people, and good times. Cruise on out for the Good Guys 13th LMC Truck Spring Lone Star Nationals presented by Trevick. March 10th through the 12th at Texas Motor Speedway. Check out over 2,500 classic cars and trucks on display. Good Guys CPP Autocross Racing Action, the LMC Ultimate Truck Showcase, and so much more. It's all going down March 10th through the 12th at Texas Motor Speedway. We're the Good Guys, where real car people come to play. Get details at good-guys.com.
Hello, Madame Dupree. I'm here for my fortune telling.
Come, gaze into my crystal ball. I see financial stability.
Nice.
If you switch to T-Mobile, because you can get their price lock guarantee, so they won't raise your rate for talk, text, or data ever.
Wow, ever? Verizon and AT&T don't have that.
And I see a free Samsung Galaxy S23 Plus, and no trade-in required.
No trade-in? Hey, wait a sec. Do you also work at T-Mobile?
Well...
Get the new Samsung Galaxy S23 Plus at T-Mobile, free on our Max plan when you switch. No trade-in required. Plus, you get our price lock guarantee, so we won't raise your rate for talk, text, or data, ever.
With eligible port-in, $800 via 24 monthly bill credits and $200 virtual prepaid card rebate, plus tax for well-qualified buyers. Contact us before canceling service to continue remaining bill credits or credits. Stop and balance on required finance agreements due. Register prepaid card code within 30 days. Allow 8 weeks. Price lock exclusions like taxes, fees, select promos, and third-party services apply. Details at T-Mobile.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin Miller of TexasLending.com. Some people need options to access equity. Maybe you have equity in your home, but your credit is hurt. Well, if your credit's hurt, you're not going to get a home equity line of credit. But at TexasLending.com, you can get a home equity refinance. Call TexasLending.com today. Get your debt payments reduced with TexasLending.com today.
4100 Alpha Road, Suite 300, Dallas, Texas, 75244. NMLS number 137773. Equal housing lender.
Why is soda state-of-the-art weight loss number one in DFW and across the USA for customer satisfaction? They keep it simple. From day one, it's been about nutrition. And at Soda, it will always be about nutrition. My folks at Soda can tell you exactly how you should be eating for your body. That's how I let go of 80 pounds 6 years ago, and that weight has not come back. When you join the Soda family, everything is straightforward. Up front, the program so easy to follow, you see results immediately, and you do not pay a penny more for Soda's free maintenance program. Ever. That's for life. I know. Losing weight on your own is hard. Make it easy with Soda. Stop stressing. Seriously. Look at me. That can be you. Hit them up at SOTAweightloss.com. SOTAweightloss.com. So proud to be an official partner of your Dallas Cowboys. SOTAweightloss.com. Soda and the Cowboys. State of the art.
All right. Back in the TexasLending.com mortgage show, you're listening to Kevin Miller. That's me. Owner, CEO of TexasLending.com, answering your questions. Get your questions in now. 972-387-4600. All right, let's get to these questions. When selling a house, do you have to pay taxes on profit made from sale? Know this. In the old days, there wasn't a really taxes paid on profit from sale. Now, if you have investment properties and you make profit upon the sale, there may be some taxes on the investment properties. But there are things called a 1031 exchange where if you do make profit on an investment property, but you reinvest that profit into another property, you may be able to avoid some taxes. Talk to your CPA about this. Talk to your tax advisor about that opportunity. If you have a primary residence, you're sitting in your house, you make some money when you sell it, do you owe taxes? It used to be where you didn't. You didn't owe taxes on that profit. However, when Obamacare came out, in the Obamacare law, they put in taxes for certain people on their primary residence when they sell it. Who will pay taxes on their primary residence when they sell it? It's income dependent. How much money do you make? Okay, so depending on how much your income is, that may impact whether you're going to pay taxes on the sale of your property. Also, the size of the loan amount. So if your loan is over $750,000, that's the last time. I haven't looked into this in years, but you have to talk to your CPA about it. We're good at getting your financing on your mortgage. When it comes to your taxes and what you're going to owe when you sell it, make sure you talk to a CPA that can guide you and let you know if you're going to be paying any taxes on your profit when you sell it. So hopefully that gives you a little bit of an idea. Make sure you call your CPA today. Okay, next question. Next question. Boy, these are some old ones and some new ones. Today, here's one. What are the FHA loan limits in Texas? Well, that's interesting. Because I announced earlier, because they change every year. So every county in the country, there's a list on the internet. The internet's a thing you can go to. It's run by Google. No, but if you can, you can go to the internet and you can find out what your county FHA loan limits are. They've changed. The FHA loan limit looks like it's $531,000 for Dallas County. Not every county is the same. Different counties in Texas are going to have different FHA loan limits. And different counties in different parts of the country are going to be different as well. So, for example, let's pull up Lamar County up here on the north side. What's the FHA loan limit this year? For a single family, it's $472,000. For Dallas County, it's $513,000. So depending on what county you're in, you're going to have a different FHA loan limit. So make sure you check that out. Find out what county you're in. You can go online. You just type in FHA loan limits. It gives you an opportunity to type in your county. And it'll pull it up for you. And so these are some things that you can look into. Great opportunities for people trying to get into these FHA loans with these FHA loan limits rising and these low reductions in the FHA mortgage insurance. Let's look at this thing. Some of you got jumbo, what used to be a jumbo loan. Now is it you can get an FHA loan for right now for higher than what you used to be able to get your old jumbo loan. And so some of you are sitting on some old mortgages. Some of you have a 7.5% rate you got into last year on a conventional mortgage. You have mortgage insurance on it. You might be able to refinance that $500,000 conventional loan into an FHA loan and reduce the mortgage insurance. But know this. This is important. On FHA loans, the mortgage insurance lasts forever. Where on a conventional loan, you might be paying some mortgage insurance that'll go away once you have 22% equity in your property. Certain FHA loans will have the mortgage insurance that never goes away. It depends on how long the term of the loan is. If, for example, you have a 15-year FHA versus a 30-year FHA, some of the 15-year FHAs, that mortgage insurance premium will go away after a while. For the 30-year, with your minimum down, it's not going to go away. So different FHA loans will have different requirements. Take a look. Maybe you want to refinance to a 15-year FHA right now at the lower mortgage insurance. It might be an opportunity for you. Make sure you look into it. These are the dislocations. These are starting to change. These changes to the market and changes to the guidelines are starting to find little pockets of opportunity for people, especially those of you who are in these 7.5% rates that you got into these mortgages on. You might be able to get these things done. You know, on a $500,000 loan, if you reduce your interest rate 1%, you're going to save about $400 after tax money every month. $400 a month. Over a year, that's nearly $5,000 out of tax, out of pocket money. So if you can reduce that payment from that rate from 7.5 to 6.5 or 6 and reduce the mortgage insurance, it might make sense. So make sure you get in touch with TexasLending.com. We want to take a look and see how we can help you. 972-387-4600. Go online and apply this weekend. Our loan officers will get back in touch with you right away. We got to get out of here. I have to get out of here. We want to be with you every weekend here on the TexasLending.com Mortgage Show. Make sure you get in touch with us. Again, that's 972-387-4600. We want to answer your questions for you. We want you to get on with your weekend and have a great time. So make sure you tune in next week. Have a great weekend, and be good to yourself. From TexasSunny.com, have a great week. See you next week on 105.3 The Fan.
The previous program was paid for by Texas Lending. All opinions or statements expressed on this program are solely those of Texas Lending or its guests and do not reflect the opinions of KRLD-FM or Odyssey.
Hi, it's Gavin Dawson for Window Nation. Have you noticed your energy costs have been rising dramatically? Nationwide, energy prices have increased over 14% since last year. It isn't too late to do something to fix your high energy bills. Beat the spring rush with the last month of off-season pricing at Window Nation. Get two windows free with every two you buy with zero down payment, zero monthly payments, and pay zero interest for 24 months. New windows will pay for themselves with the new energy savings on your energy bills, and you'll pay nothing for two full years with 0% financing, saving you hundreds of dollars. Go with the window company that's installed nearly 2 million windows by installers with over a decade of experience only using the top-of-the-line installation materials, which is why 96% of installs require no follow-up service. Call 866-90NATION and get two windows free with every two you buy with no limit. Plus, make no down payment, no payments, and pay no interest for 24 months. This offer won't last long. Call Window Nation today, 866-90-NATION, or go to windownation.com and tell them Gavin Dawson sent you.
When you think mortgage, think TexasLending.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin Miller of TexasLending.com. Many of you have debts mounting and you don't know what to do, but you know you need to do it fast. At TexasLending.com, we have home equity experts that can close your loan in as fast as 2 weeks. Call TexasLending.com for a cash out refinance.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.